And then it tells, you got something here? I want to talk tonight about Hanukkah. And I wanted to ask, I would like to ask two questions. The first question I want to deal with tonight is a very, very famous question. The question was popularized by the Beis Yosef. The Sperish on the tour, the Beis Yosef asks the following well-known questions. When the Hashmonaim entered the Beis HaMikdash and they were searching for oil, they found only one flask of oil, which should have lasted for only one day. And yet, the oil lasted for 8 days. And in commemoration of that night, we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days. Ask the Beis Yosef, if you think about it, the miracle was only a 7-day miracle. Because they found the flask of oil, which would have lasted one day, so they had enough oil for one day. It's days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, for which there was a miracle, but that's only a total of 7 days. So why do we celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days if the miracle was only a 7-day miracle? This is a very famous question of the Beis Yosef, who himself offers a number of answers. And I once saw a sefer that collected 100 teirutzim, 100 different answers to this question. But I want to share with you tonight the answer that was offered by the Altar of Kel, Sidon Chazisa Brody, the founder of the Talmud Torah, the Beis Musar in Kel, said the following. The question of the Beis Yosef is based on the following premise. There's enough oil to last for one day, and it lasted, instead of one day, the oil burnt for 8 days. The oil that should burn for one day, that burns for 8 days, has 7 days of miracles built within it. So the Altar of Kaun, there are really 8 days of miracles. Because if you think about it for a moment, if I take an apple and I squeeze out the juice, or I take an orange and squeeze out the juice, or I take a grape and I squeeze out the juice, and then I put a wick in this juice, and I light the wick, it's not going to burn for very long. Grape juice doesn't make a wick burn longer. Neither does apple juice, neither does orange juice. So why does olive juice work? Took an olive, I take an olive and I squeeze it, and I stick a wick in it, and I light it, and it burns for a long time. It's also nice. What's happened with anything else? Elamai. That's a nice that we take for granted. Because that's what his bulk, who built it into nature and made it part of what is commonplace. Yeah, we all know, you take olive oil, you put it in a little glass thing, you stick in a wick, and you light it, and it can burn for hours. Because it's so commonplace, we don't pay attention to it. But there's no reason that that should happen. It's not for the fact, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was designing the world, he gave the juice of the olive different properties than he gave the juice of the grape. There's a famous story from the Gemara in Tainus about the daughter of Rabbi Chanina bar Nosa. And on Friday evening, just after candle lighting, her father takes a look and sees that she's very distraught. And he asks her, what happened? And she said, I made a mistake. When I was filling the glass things or whatever, the containers of the oil to light the Shabbos candles, I now realize that instead of putting in olive oil, I put in chometz. Instead of shemen, I used vinegar. And in a few brief moments, my Shabbos candles are going to go out. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said to her, listen, he who said that olive oil can burn can just as easily say that vinegar can burn. And the Gemara says that Shabbos, the Friday night candles lasted until Motzei Shabbos, when they took another candle and lit for it in their Havdalah. Because Rabbi Chanina Mendoza is right. The fact that olive oil burns is also Bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he says that olive oil can burn, he can say vinegar can burn. This is the altar of Kel. We celebrate 8 days of miracles because there were 8 days of miracles. There was one day of a miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world that olive oil can burn. And then there were 7 more days of miracles that amount of olive oil, which should have lasted only for one day, lasts for 8 days. This is in the essence of what the Ramban talks about at the end of Parshas Bo. Very often we need to celebrate the big Nisan. Because when we celebrate the big Nisan, you become a little bit more cognizant of the fact of the little Nisan that exists. The Nisan with the world run. We say in Shmona Esrei every day, Va'al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. What are the Nisan that are here with us every day? I heard the news this morning. It didn't talk about Kriyas Yom Suf. I walked outside my house this morning, I didn't see any man lying on my doorstep. I looked up in the sky, there were definitely Ananim. Definitely Ananim, but they weren't the Anani HaKavod that protected us from all the elements. So we're the Nisan, Shebechol Yom Imanu. The Nisan, Shebechol Yom Imanu was that I was able to hear the news on the radio, and I was able to walk out of my house, and I was able to look up and see things. That's the Nisan that Shebechol Yom Imanu. So when we celebrate in Hanukkah, the Nisan that Alamalim in Atzeravan, that's the 7th day. It's also important to keep in mind the Nisan that we take for granted of every day. And that's the extra 8th day of the celebration of Hanukkah. That's the answer to the Altar of Kel. And now a second question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to, in the story of Hanukkah with the Pach Hashem, why did he have to do it with a supernatural miracle? What would have been so terrible if the Chashmonaim would have come into the Beis HaMikdash and found 8 flasks of oil instead of 1? So they would have lit the menorah and we would have been happy and we would celebrate the victory over the Yevanim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do an ace in the Pach Hashem? So I want to share with you an idea that I heard once many, many years ago of Hashem of Amital in Shabbat Arif Yom. We know that the struggle on Hanukkah was a double struggle, a dual struggle. There were 2 battles that were taking place. It was a battle in the political realm. A battle between, on the one hand, the Syrian Greek rulers, and on the other hand, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, as to who would control Eretz Yisrael, who would have the political power, who would have the military power. It was a struggle between 2 nations. And then there was a second struggle. It was an internal struggle. It was on Yisrael itself. And that would be what would define Am Yisrael? The struggle between the Mityavnim, between the Hellenized Jews, and between the Hasidim and the Hashmonaim. Between those who wanted to replace Yadus with the Greek way of life, And those who were fighting to maintain Torah. And what's interesting is that that struggle, well, that dual struggle continues to this day. Different names, different appellations, slightly different nuances. But here too we find the struggle in Eretz Yisrael between nations outside of Eretz Yisrael and Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, fighting over who will control this beautiful, wonderful, very small piece of land. And then there are internal struggles within them on Yisrael, trying to define the nature and the character of what Am Yisrael should look like. Now imagine a discussion that might be taking place in the second internal struggle between those who want to maintain the ancient traditions of Am Yisrael and those who wish to replace them. There might be many different conversations that take place. But I'll offer you one conversation. A conversation that would be initiated by one of the Mityavnim, who would turn to his counterpart and say, why are you holding on to these ancient traditions? Why are you doing all these silly things? What bothers you with all these rituals? Do you really think that God cares whether on the Sabbath you strike a match or you don't strike a match, or in modern day terminology, you push the light switch or you don't push the light switch? This is what concerns God who runs the world? Do you really think it matters to him when somebody's slaughtering an animal to eat, whether there's ever so slight a nick, slight indentation in the knife, and one little thing, and you're going to take the whole animal and throw it out? This is what worries God. You think that somebody who is descended 3,000, 4,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, less, from some Aaron HaKohen, say he's not allowed, because his great, keep going, grandfather, was this guy Aaron, he's not allowed to walk into a cemetery. Think that's what I said? That's what God does all day long? He sits on his throne in Shemayim, and he's looking down to see all these little details? Don't you think he has more important things to do? Why are you bothering? You're telling me he makes a difference. The response is, do you think it makes a difference if you're going to take a menorah in the temple and you're going to light it with oil that was touched by somebody who happened to be what you call ritually impure? Do you think that God really cares whether the light comes from this oil or that oil? Show it to a chemist, he'll tell you the two oils are identical. Nothing changed because somebody who was tamei touched it. Talk to the physicist and he'll tell you the light is the same light. Do you really think that God cares what kind of oil is used? You know what the answer is? Evidently he does. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the laws of nature on its head and suspended natural law simply because he didn't want the light in the menorah to burn from oil that had been touched by somebody who was touched. Chemically it's the same, physically it's the same light. It looks the same, it smells the same. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing the laws of nature just so we'll have enough Shemen Tov until we can make some new Shemen Tov, then evidently he really does care. Evidently it is important to him.
Incidentally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on the Kisei HaKavod and he looks down and he wants us to be concerned about these issues. Evidently, the Torah, the ancient traditions, the way of life we had, is the way of life he wants us to continue to live. Because otherwise, why did he have to change nature to that? In less than 48 hours, we have the opportunity to once again give Shevach Vahodaya, the Hodos and the Halil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Show appreciation that He has shown us how much He cares about Torah and how much He cares about us, about Am Yisrael. And we have the opportunity to show Him how much we care about Torah and how much we care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.